That's what this is about. It's called The Morning You Died. Someone lingered half in static outside your hospice room. Three shadows peeking from the folds of her overcoat, X'd out bodies, ventilation speech. Under the bed, they excavated wooden race cars, penny whistles, five and dime trinkets, electrical cords. You hollered at them, kicked your legs, compression bandaged the putties your father wore. They turned to you, their burlap faces featureless. That night, the sycamore outside your window upended. A nurse reached out and righted it, unwrapped your legs in endless ribbons, the shadows hunched in the corner, rolling a pitted cat's eye shooter across the linoleum, the texture of sound, the imperfections of its path in the dark. You hung a gold dress on your dancer frame, 1919, the year or your age, striding up the curved walk of Gatsby's house, whose name was Remus, lit windows like the brass band was the sun, a yellow photograph only materialized in stories. The morning you died, what confused you most was how someone could leave a dog unleashed on the ball field, how many pipes travel the throat and where, the sound of wooden wheels, glass marbles, so you drove the smallest shadow, whose name was Rose, around the field to the bakery, hands still floured from her previous shift, a girl becoming flour. Your mother scolded you for wasting gasoline. A summer storm in the Arctic basement on Mulberry Street. The emergency radio garbled and rattled cut crystal decanters. You trembled on the avocado vinyl couch, though it was off-white, asking someone, is it over? A rolling shutter, the thunder, is it over? A soft kind of receding. An evening garden with music that magnifies the heart, distended at the edges and upside down. A dissipation of clouds, bones settling like sediment in whatever year